Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now from Reading is Sarah Reynolds and Dr. Matthew Yergelin, director of the Lynch Syndrome Center at Dana-Farber. First of all, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And
good morning.
Sarah, kind of take us back to the beginning. I always am fascinated to ask people, take me back to the beginning when this whole journey started. How did you find out there was an issue?
So I found out there was an issue when my mom was diagnosed with cancer for the second time within a short amount of years. So she was encouraged to go for genetic testing for Lynch syndrome, and she was diagnosed with it. So then I, you know, became concerned about my own possibility of having that. So I started the process of genetic testing and getting started. And, you know, unfortunately, for a number of reasons, my ability to get tested was a little delayed. So the genetic testing woman at Leahy suggested that I go for a colonoscopy to kind of ease my mind and, you know, see, make sure there was nothing going on there as far as potential cancer. So I did go in for a colonoscopy, and there was something there. They biopsied it, and I did have colon cancer. So I started my journey with Dana-Farber and with Dr. Yergelin, and, you know, had surgery, and, you know, I'm here now. It's been a process, but that's how it all began.
And doctor, how common is that when you have a patient who sounds like no symptoms, right? It was just more, it ran in the family, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, colon cancer is certainly one that's notorious for flying under the radar screen before it causes symptoms. Screening colonoscopies can be incredibly effective at finding things early, sometimes finding things before they even develop into a cancer, or in cases like Sarah's, finding the cancer when it's fortunately very early, hopefully very curable, and can be dealt with hopefully surgery alone.
Doctor, can you shed some light on what is Lynch syndrome?
So Lynch syndrome is a form of inherited cancer risk. It's actually quite common, although we haven't yet done as good of a job as we'd like getting the recognition, the name recognition out there. We think it might be present in about 1 in 300 people in the United States, so there's more than a million people in the U.S. walking around with this. It predisposes to colorectal cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, and a long list of other cancers, all of which are quite preventable if you know that the risks are there. They often manifest at young ages, and so if we can use genetic testing to figure out who has Lynch syndrome, we can put together a comprehensive screening prevention plan really to either find cancers early or hopefully stop them before they start in people who have this.
And Sarah, you have two young kids. How did those conversations go, and what was their reaction?
We haven't really, like, ventured into that a whole lot yet because they're still so young. My daughter is 9 and my son is 6, so they know a little bit. I've had some, you know, minor complications along the way. So I've been in the hospital where they remember, and they kind of know something's going on. But the whole genetic piece is a little bit much for a 9-year-old. So we haven't delved into a whole lot with them. But they just know that, you know, I go for a lot of checkups, that I'm really into being healthy, you know, for the most part, and that I just go to the doctor and take care of myself, and that it's very important to me.
Have they been asking a lot of questions? Like, have you had the, oh, I don't really know how to answer this, and maybe you talk to a nurse or a doctor to be able to, you know, because there's the emotions that you go through, And then there's the natural curiosity of kids who, you know, they're going to ask whatever they're going to ask because, well, they're kids.
I know. Yeah, there's definitely been some times, and Dr. Yerglin, I'm sure, would always be here to help me answer any questions that I might need help with them. But, yeah, absolutely. There's been a few times that they've stumped me, and I've had to come up with some creative answers on the fly. But, yeah. Yeah.
And, Doctor, what are some of the challenges over the last year, not just the lack of screenings or just not as many as you would like, but also just sort of having to separate families at times and keep people apart?
Sure. So, I mean, when we're treating somebody with cancer, I mean, it's cliched, but it really does affect the whole family. People need their support, people there with them. You know, for portions of time during the pandemic, we were really limited in our ability to have people in clinic as people were going through chemotherapy or through some really intense discussions sometimes. Fortunately, we're now able to bring some more people into the clinic, which is really quite key for these people as they're going through their journey.
And I know that would it be a genetic marker it would be in terms of some people? Because I know there are those who may not exactly know their parents' family history. How important is it to understand it going back a generation to know what level of risk you're at?
Right. So colorectal cancer and other cancers often do cluster in families. And, you know, one thing I've learned working in genetics is that families are complicated and people don't always communicate effectively. But it's really important that people talk about these issues within their family. Even if it's not a specific genetic diagnosis like Lynch syndrome, it's still important for people who have strong family histories to get screened early, get screened appropriately and often. There's just so much we can do in the name of prevention with that.
Well, thank you for coming and educating us, Doctor, and Sarah, for sharing your story with us today. We appreciate it, and good luck with your treatment and dealing with those little ones.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.